I'm going to talk about my recent work that I've done in collaboration with Lauren Boyer and Tanya Marfatic. So just to start, as you all heard many times in this session, that most of the energy budget of the universe, 70%, is from dark matter, and dark matter did a really good job of measuring its relevance with very high precision. And 3D models with archive is very attractive because due to archivity, the light is supersymmetric particle is usually stable, and it's often the light is neutralino, and it makes a nice dark matter candidate. And its relevance can be reliably calculated nowadays, even though it requires taking into account several thousand of annihilation and co-annihilation diagrams. Many colleagues are available on the market which do for it. And there are also lots of searches we have this morning for the dark matter, for direct search with scanning of the nuclei, as well as indirect searches for products of annihilation of dark matter in some stellar objects like in the sun or in galactic halo. And because all these experiments are now getting closer to the interesting region of the supersymmetric models, there are lots of predictions, people get really excited about it. And such a high precision of the measurements of the double map really puts a severe constraints on any supersymmetric model. So here is a canonical M0 and M1/2 plane for simplest super scenario and three scenario and super. And most of the parameter space, except for this very narrow green band, is excluded because it has too high relevance. It can also live in this yellow region, but here the density is below the double matter and needs some extra source of dark matter, can be axial, for example. And the reason for this is because usually in neutralino is a pure Beano state, or almost pure Beano state, which annihilates very weakly. So it needs some special help, and you can only get it in several regions, like bulk region, where fermions are light. Star for annihilation region. Here it's corner with lighter star. And focus point region, which occurs at very high values of M0 scale mass. Here is its own region where it's a mixed state. It's, because it's really small, it's a mixed Hicksian state. And there's also nice A panel region, but it only appears at a very large values of tangent beta. And there are two more regions that are not shown. It's Higgs, light Higgs corridor, and here the resonance annihilation with light Higgs and co-annihilation with star or with stop, but they occur only at particular value of training recovery. And because of this narrowness of this region, it's very nice because you can, it's very small region in parameter space and you can derive specific implications for collider and dark matter searches. And there have been lots of work done. But the question is, how robust are these implications? And the reason we're asking this question is because most of the studies are done without these massless neutrinos. And we know now that neutrino oscillations, the neutrinos are massive. And the easiest and more traditional way to introduce it is this type 1 CISO. So you extend the spectrum by very heavy energy neutrinos, which has been bioionized on 10^10^16 GeV. And the mass of the lightest neutrino will be given by this CISO formula, where V is a regular upheaval length for 175 GeV, and Fs are Yukawas, neutrino Yukawa couplings. And without further assumption, you cannot say anything about the size of these neutrino Yukawas, but you can use some ground unified theories to estimate it. And the very popular choice is SO10 dots. Because here it's very nice because all the matter, including the right-handed neutrino states, sit in a 16-dimensional representation. And it can couple, because of the gauge, because of the group theory, only to the Higgs that sit either in 10 or 106-dimensional representation. And from this, we immediately derive relations between the neutrino cover and upper cover. Can easily be exactly equal to the upper coupling or three times equal coupling, depending where the Higgs is 10 or 100 times intervention. And so you see that it's proportional to the up you call coupling, which has very large, one of the edges is very large, it's top you call coupling. So in principle, there should be some implications for presence of this extra you covered on the particle spectrum in dark matter and dark matter observables. But the common answer is that yeah, there's some effect on spectrum, but it's very tiny, so you're just ignoring it in yourself. And I'm going to show you that it's not always the case. And you need to be careful. So we use a very simple scenario. It's minimal sugar plus type 1 seesaw, so extended by right-hand genus. And since we have above the seesaw scale, the scale where the right-hand states are decoupled, we have X some matter, and which modifies the RG with the extra terms. And here you can see the evolution of this relative parameters. You see that it's left on doublet, mass square parameter is pushed to the lower values, and which has an effect on the weak scale because it enters to the mass of the star and star neutrinos, this neutrinos. But also we have extra term in the Higgs sector. This means that the Higgs masses will be pushed to the lighter values. And this is again important because from the eccentricity constraint, there is a value for MHU determines new parameter that affects mainly charging and neutrino masses. And also in much of the CP Higgs and heavy and charge Higgs is affected because the mass is essentially the difference between down and up Higgs mass parameters. And down Higgs mass doesn't change because it's right-hand neutrino state does not couple to down Higgs. And also in a trilinear coupling sector, we also get extra terms. So trilinear couplings, because it's plus sign, will be pushed up to the smaller magnitude. Here for this particular scenario, it didn't matter because trilinear we took a naught equal to zero. But in principle, if a naught is large, that appears in, for example, the Stockholm region, the effects can be significant. And as you see, that everything depends on the coefficient in front of neutrino gauss. And so from here, you see that in the simplest scenario, these are M0 parameters and trilinear coupling. So you can expect large changes in the region where either M0 or M0 are large. And next, we want to study each individual region. So the most well-known region is the bulk region. It occurs at a very low set of the fundamental parameters, and because of this, all particles are light. And this allows to bring the density into the ground map regime, because light is tau is also light, so this annihilation with the tau in the key channel is very, very fast and it lowers the density. So, if and we consider two cases where first neutrino. And neutrino coupling is equal to top coupling. But since we don't know the scale of neutrino mass, there is still some freedom for right-hand neutrino mass. It can be varied from down to 10 to 13 GeV. And this will correspond to the mass of the light state of 0.3 electron volt, which is not excluded. So as you see, when we're varying the masses, because it basically tells you how long this extra neutrino will stay in effect. And it lowers up squat mass parameter. And because of this, mass of the lightest, second lightest star state gets smaller, but the effect is small, about 3%. And also, star neutrino gets lighter for the same amount. But the density is not affected. Because in a sugar, which is a universal boundary condition, lightest tau is almost a pure right-hand state. So it doesn't change. But because the second tau is so close to the intralinear mass, it can have significant effect for the indirect detection rates. And here we thought we have some factors as function of right-hand neutrino mass. And we see that. Positron rates can be enhanced by about 20%, and muons are also about the same amount. And there's a small enhancement in gamma rays. This is because of the second star slightly increases the production of polyatoms. But if you consider the case of the larger neutrino couple, three times the top nuclear coupling, we see that downward push is stronger. So now masses can change up to 15%. And because of this change, rates go up. And positron rates can change by a factor of 2.5. And also change for muons, and gamma rates also can increase by about 20%. Next region is star correlation, and it occurs at the low M0 but medium M1/2 values. And because the coefficient in front of the neutrino color term in RG depends on the scale of masses, here changes are very small, even smaller than in the bulk region. So again, the left states are pushed down, but changes for even if you take a very large neutrino color coupling, changes less than 3%. And again, lightest star is right-handed, so no change in gravity density, and very small increase in positron muon rates. So this is coincides with the common picture, but one thing to keep in mind is this relative insensitivity is due to the fact that lightest star is right-handed. This is the case for N-Sugra scenario, but it's not a generic feature of supersymmetric models. We can have, for example, model with non-universal Higgs mass, where the lightest state is left-handed state, which will change about 3%. This region is very sensitive to the relative size of the mass gap. Station gets even more interesting for stop correlation region, because here we have a very large trilinear coupling, and you need to have a very precise relation between mass of lightest neutrino and stop, because that will bring the relative density down. And since trilinear coupling are very large, it dominates running. So here you can see two cases, top size total coupling are very, and even and three times the top. So left hand states are brought down, but most importantly for relative density is the stop mass goes up. This is because you're getting at the big scale, trilinear coupling gets smaller. It means smaller mixing in the top stop sector, and light stop mass is heavier, so it pulls away from the lightest neutrino, and this shuts down the correlation mechanism. So relative density jumps up by about factor of 2 and beyond the double map. But situation is even more interesting for the lighter, for the larger Yukawa coupling. Here, because it's so large, the push is even stronger. So first, light stop is pushed away from the neutrino very fast. So it shuts down the correlation, shuts down even faster. Again, and also, left on double mass push down. So stars undergo an identity change. So lightest star state becomes a purely left-handed. Even though the boundary conditions as the gas scale is universal. But most importantly, some power neutrino mass push down and close to the mass of the neutrino. This opens up a very new mechanism, coronality of neutrinos with star leptons, tau leptons that is not possible in M-Sugra scenario. This brings the relative density down. And it has even more strong effect on the indirect effect rates, because star gets very lighter and it's much very close, or it becomes less handy, so it increases annihilation into a pair of tau leptons. And this enhances rates for positrons, muons, and gamma rays. I want factor of 2 for the top size you cover, and then up to a factor of 4 to 8 for the larger you call cup. Next thing, interestingly, in the opinion of Sugar is Higgs one. Here, neutrino pair annihilate through CPO Higgs. And because the mass of the neutrino is very close to half of the mass of the Higgs boson, this channel is resonance intense. So So everything depends on the mass ratio between neutralino and up Higgs. And when you start diving M3, remember, your color term appears in up Higgs mass as well, so it pushes the up and down Higgs further apart. This increases the mass of the CPO Higgs. So it's increased and it's pushed away from the resonance. As a result, the relative density goes up and beyond the double mass range. And for larger neutrinium color coupling effect is stronger, so it CPO Higgs is pushing faster. So almost, if you have right-hand neutrino mass just slightly below the gut scale, you cannot get relative density right because it's really this factor of two larger. And this has a, because the same mechanism is important for annihilation in the halo or in a sun to produce indirect detection rays. This has a very strong effect on the rays. It can be changed by about 40%, up to 40% for the small color coupling and up to 75% for heavier. For large neutrinium color. And not only leptonic rates change, but hadronic as well, because, for example, antiprotons and antineutrons are mainly produced from hadronization of UV bars. And if this mechanism gets weaker, you don't produce enough UV bars anymore. And the last mechanism to check is a focus point vision. In MSO rate occurs at a very large M0 value. And the key point here is the mu parameter is very small. And because of this, neutrino is a mixed beam Higgsian state. This allows the annihilation to pair vector bosons or ZM Higgs. And everything is very sensitive how much Higgsian content neutrino has. But mu parameter is up Higgs mass, essentially, from electrolytic integrating condition. So if you're diving, right hand neutrino mass, mu gets is growing very fast. So neutrino becomes pure beam state. So this channel shuts down and the relative density jumps by several orders of magnitude. The effect is even more dramatic because annihilation to W integrated bosons is important for direct detection rates. Here you can, for this relatively small top size of color change can be about 3 orders of magnitude. Lower than the Suri scenario. And for larger neutrino new gamma, it can go down by 7 orders of magnitude. Because you don't produce W anymore, even though you can make allow couplings are very small. Conclusion, hopefully I've convinced you that contrary to the common belief, neutrino new gamma couplings can affect dark matter thermals and effects can be significant. So it can change, it can modify particle masses and compositions, which cause relative density regions to shift in the spectrum of fundamental parameters, and can have observable collider effects. Moreover, new co-annihilation mechanisms can appear, which doesn't present in a regular scenario, and dark matter detection rates can be changed by several orders of magnitude. And this change, because of the structure of our G, is more important for either slepton mass parameter is large or trilinear coupling are large. And you should also keep in mind that this, even though I explained the effect on mechanism in M-Sugar plus relative neutrino, it's not limited to the M-Sugar model. It's quite generic. It will appear any MSSM plus relative neutrino scenario which has a large enough neutrino coupling and corresponding Majorana mass below the gut scale. And also in a generic non-M-Sugar scenario, changes can be larger because they can have X-ray effects like stop lightest style can be left-handed and more susceptible to the neutrino coupling. And the last thing is the mechanism. We start very simple Suzy seesaw mechanism, which limits, I think, neutrino mass to be about 10 to the 13 GeV. But in other seesaws, like double seesaw, this mass can be as low as 10 to the 8 GeV, and your color coupling can be the size of the top color coupling. It means it will stay, in effect, longer than our GeVs, and you can expect even larger changes in the document parameters. That's all. Thank you.
For this effect to be large, I think the right hand initial scale should be below the scale where the softmax is. Like in Sugra, right? And the scale should be below, say, some scale where the scale mark is at.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wonder if you look at the electron plane violation.
No, for this case, we consider the very simplicity is we ignore all the flavors, everything.
But since we know that the neutrino has a lot of mixing, and it's in general known that if you make this like small drop of the largest effect, the mu gamma.
Yes, in principle, yes, but then, for example, there are lots of studies of mini-gamma effects in M-Sugra plus red band neutrinos.
Yeah.
In dark matter along the regions. But it was like two disconnected studies. They took their benchmark points from M-Sugra without red band neutrino and then looked at the size of the G minus 2 in this region, how much you can twist. So we just, we're not saying that M-Sugra plus red-handed neutrino is the right model. The whole study was just to illustrate how the mechanism that red-handed neutrinos are important. And we do need to make a complete analysis.
I just wonder if this parameter space is compatible or interesting region of this new gamma star.
I cannot tell you off the top of my head, but probably some of the regions will be. For example, like stall correlation. Mm-hmm. The density doesn't change but in this scenario. So, so prediction for mu gamma will be about the same as in M-Sugra without any neutrino. But direct detection rates can change. And this, you can look at it as extra uncertainty in the direct detection rates.
I guess this relates to some of these issues, but your graph lines all seem to cut off around 10 to the 13, 10 to the 14 GeV, and I just wondered why.
Because
the neutrino mass.
Neutrino mass, like neutrino state, gets above 0.3 GeV. If you keep dialing, so you recover coupling is fixed to the 3 times top. So if you're dialing and right hand neutrino mass smaller, your light neutrino state mass is increasing. And here it reaches 0.3 eV, which is
okay.
The cosmological bound is for the total mass is 1 eV. So we took roughly 1/3, assuming that they're all the same mass.
Oh, okay, because you're fixing it. Okay,
yeah.
So in your study, you've neglected the unhold flavor issue. So that means you have just one generation, right? And you, for the points shown, you have this 0.3 electron.
Yes. And they assume that it's Yukawa coupling is hierarchical. It has normal hierarchy. So the third generation of neutrino Yukawa is the largest.
Okay. That's, of course, very difficult to obtain, right? If you have very hierarchical Yukawa matrix and then want to have a crazy generator neutrino spectrum.
Well, we can, in principle, I think, have lots of mixing in the red in Majorana mass. They can stop all the mixing in Majorana mass matrix. And
if you would take a hierarchical neutrino spectrum at low energies, for example, and you take the full flavor structure, and well, for example, what is typical in these out of Gaussian model placing SO10, then you would find that it's that the kind of heaviest light neutrino corresponds sometimes to the lightest of the light neutrinos even. And this would mean that the mass of the heaviest light neutrino would be very close to the gut scale, or even above the gut scale, for instance. So this would work against this effect in some sense. But that's fine.
We don't say anything about hierarchy of the light left-handed states. In fact, the hierarchy can change from normal here, inverse here, and normal here. If you have a
presence in your life, the genes are actually crazy degenerate in some sense. They have one mass about 0.3 at each point. Right.
For this study, we took right-handed neutrinos masses for the first generation.
Light neutrinos.
Light neutrinos
are crazy degenerate.
There could be. In this scenario, that is not important because what matters is the size of the largest neural copper engine. It's the 3 of them. That's what's important. Because that's what produces the whole observable effect. It doesn't matter how light or heavy first generation engine is, because from the graph evaluation, your first and second generation neurons are very small. Charming neurons. So they don't have much observable effect on spike spectrum.
Thank you.